in reading Genesis at that time, I saw a bit of scientific knowledge that kind of fit with what I was learning at school. In other words, they were teaching us how solar systems are formed. And in that process, it's late in the process that the star ignites. If it's going to become a successful solar system and have a sun or a star, it doesn't happen to go thermonuclear until late in the process of creation. And in the Bible, I see, you know, Genesis says, and God on the fourth day created the greater light of the day and the lesser light of the night, which was out of a six-day creation period. Late. Four is late in the six period of creation. So my interpretation, not from a religious point of view, but from a strictly, hey, I'm learning this stuff at school, and how do I see this? Where is this coming from? How'd those dudes 5,000 years ago know that's how things happened? That really got me going on it.
Well, and you wonder, how did they know? Who told them? How was it told to them?
Right.
Why was it told to them?
Well, you know, the cuneiform tablet chronology, the history that's in there, there were libraries that we found that give vast amounts of information that predated the Bible by 2,000 years. And I have a feeling that, you know, somewhere in the mix of that, the information that was handed down by the advanced civilization, the Anunnaki, you know, told them things. They did this technology transfer that I spoke about in my SIDs, SITs, et cetera. That's a way that when an advanced civilization encounters a primitive civilization, that happens. There's technological transfers.
All right, let's go back to your theory for a moment, because I want to back into it with the rest of the program as we talk about these fascinating things that have been going on around this planet. But what is your theory about all of this, Marshall?
The theory is that I've connected the dots of what I've learned from Sitchin's research and what I've gone around and done in my own research on things that are physically exist here on our planet. The pyramids at Giza, Stonehenge, Newgrange, the Easter Island, et cetera, et cetera. I have in the book probably 14 different pages that explain these phenomena that could not have been created by the local folks. In other words, the thing that we run into with anthropologists is that they say, well, it was the tribes on the Salisbury Plain that built Stonehenge, right? They did it with antler horns, dug holes, et cetera, et cetera. They always try to match up what they find. So to answer your question about the theory that I believe in is I needed to prove that it all fit together to my satisfaction. And that's really, you know, what I was doing, was satisfying my own need to know. And I think the book speaks for that proof, is that the things that I bring forward and present, it's not a big book. It's, in fact, 8x11, kind of like Life magazine. You know, it's the way I purposely designed it so that it could be easy to understand. And the objects that are discussed and explained, and I've got over maybe 145 color pictures.
So do you subscribe to the similar theory of Sitchin, that this visitation occurred? Let's leave out the reasons why, because he claims that you know, they came to mine gold and they needed it for their atmosphere. But this visitation occurred, and in so doing, the genetic engineering of us began?
Yes. In other words, if you take the Sumerian kings list and go backwards and add up all those time frames, it looks like we got colonized as a planet 450,000 years ago. That dovetails and fits with the translation of the kings list. Then, for 200,000 years, there were just them, just the Anunnaki here, and they created four or five cities that we still have the ruins of. They're digging around and they can find these Anunnaki cities. About 250,000 years ago, or 200,000 years after they were here, they genetically engineered a creature, which was Homo erectus, into Homo sapiens, us.
Why'd they wait so long? A couple hundred thousand years?
Well, you know, if you're doing your thing and you don't need any help, and the creatures around you, you can't communicate with them, so you don't need them, then you don't need any help.
And are they coming and going during this 200,000-year period?
During that period of time, they are transporting the gold that they needed back to their home planet to supposedly close a hole in the ozone layer. I mean, they had a hole in their atmosphere.
Nibiru.
Thank
Nibiru.
You. Nibiru. Yeah, Nibiru. I mean, this is from Sitchin. And that the heroes that they had kind of revolted on them and got tired of going 2 miles down in the African gold mines. So the solution was to either abandon the project or create a primitive worker. And I guess that's...
Because they decided they weren't going to mine it themselves.
They were. Yeah, they were. And the guys revolted on them. That's what it says in the tablets. And there was a story there that says that the heroes, the workers in the mines...
Well, let me stop you for just a second there, Marshall. Do we have, even though we're talking about 200 to 400,000 years ago, right. is there any evidence which shows where these mines are,
yes,
that we see the mining, as primitive as it might have been?
Well, they got washed out in the flood. That was when the deluge hit.
Okay.
Those mines got wiped out. But the activity, you know, the first remains that we found of our species is in Southeast Africa. That's where they were created. They said they created mm-hmm. them there by the mines. And, hey, guess what? The bones we find of Homo sapiens, which is a new species, are in Southeast Africa.